Well, how are you both?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you for coming and chatting to me about this incredible film. My heart went like a million miles a minute. I was squirming in my seat, but in a good way. It's just so intense. But I imagine it was far more intense to make. Like, what was it like? Honestly.
We're like, who wants to take that one first? It was incredibly intense. And yeah, I think everyone was kind of in agreement over the fact that this was the hardest thing we'd ever done. I think for cast and crew, this was the biggest challenge any of us had ever faced. But I think we all felt like it was 100% worth it, particularly when you see the film, you know. And I think the film is it's a very intense, visceral, and quite difficult watch. Mm. So I think the experience of making it really did translate on screen and was necessary to create the kind of the effect that it has on audiences, I think.
How cold was it, though? It looks like it must have been freezing. Why can't you answer? What's so...
I set myself a challenge of seeing how long I can go without talking.
On the radio. Or answering the cold question.
Yeah, those two. Yeah, I cracked.
It was incredibly cold.
Yeah, without using curse words, it's difficult to describe just how cold it was. It was intensely cold. But I was lucky. I hate the warm. I'm horrible in the warm. It's kind of a typical Irishman. So I didn't
know that. I mean, I knew you were an Irishman, but I didn't know you hated the warm.
Yeah, I hate the warm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's easy, is what you were saying.
Yeah. But I didn't. So but it got down to, I think it was minus 30 at a certain point, I think. And maybe down, they were warning about getting down to minus 40. I'm not sure if we ever hit that.
So how long were you out in those temperatures for then?
Well, the shoot was 7 months.
7 months? I mean, like, how long were your actual physical, your day?
Right. No. I was answering that genuinely.
Long.
I mean, that was.
Is that the longest shoot you've ever done?
For me personally, yeah.
Yeah. And I did a play in the middle.
Oh.
And Donald did a play in the middle. That was incredible.
Yeah, I went back to Dublin and did a play over Christmas and then came back. It was a long old shoot. But yeah, the days were pretty long. And also there was a lot of traveling beats, is what we call them. Like, oh good, more traveling beats today, which was us carrying Leonardo DiCaprio across snowy landscapes. And whenever Alejandro saw a river, he was like, I think they'd be in the river. So, and I mean, which is great because none of that's in the film. So, I mean, it was definitely worth it, if that's what you're wondering about.
You're making some phone calls, like, seriously?
Yeah.
Come on.
There were quite a lot of traveling beats. And also, this film is unique in the sense that we shot all with natural light. So we were kind of each day working up towards a specific window of time where we'd actually try and capture the action. So it might be, you know, an hour, it might be an hour and a half, really no longer than 3 hours to actually get all the action. But up until then, it was rehearsal and kind of meticulously planning each shot, because the way in which they shoot this, those long kind of flowing camera moves that Alejandro and Chivo are famous for, require a kind of quite a unique process in order to achieve it.
Despite the fact that obviously it's been so worth it, were there ever moments where you just went, what am I doing?
For sure.
Yeah.
There's no point lying about it. I mean, there were days when I, thought I could, you know, what about a romantic comedy? Would it be nice if maybe...
Indoors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If we all just started kissing, maybe this would be a better film. And I kept suggesting it and Alejandro kept on saying no.
It was weird, that, wasn't it?
It was strange that he... Yeah.
Didn't even entertain it.
No.
Not for a second.
No. And then I'd make a move. They'd be like, we're losing the light. It was weird. there were days which were difficult, but they would show us every now and again that, you know, you go over and watch the monitor and see, and... When you got a shot, it was just amazing. When you saw how it looked on camera, it was amazing, and that did really. And about at the halfway point as well, they screened for us a bunch of scenes cut together, and I think that really got the morale up as well for saying, okay, all of this is worth it, you know.
Yeah. So what was it like when you first watched it, knowing what happens? I imagine it's quite different, but like I said, I was sort of like quivering in my seat, and I think a lot of the people in the cinema were. Mm. Was it the same for you?
It's ordinarily, I think it's quite difficult to disconnect yourself and sort of forget what you know and put yourself in the seat of a cinema goer, someone who doesn't have any kind of formal or emotional attachments to the movie before going in. This is the first movie I've ever watched. bearing in mind that watching myself was a pretty painful experience.
I agree. It's difficult watching Will on camera.
That's just a general, just that's not for everyone.
Yeah, he just doesn't have it.
Even worse working with me. Even worse seeing me attempt it.
Up close, I was like, he's acting again.
It's even worse. but this is the first time I've watched a movie that I've been involved in where I was actually able to, other than when I'm on screen, where I'm actually able to totally detach myself and just kind of experience it. It's the first time I've ever had a sort of organic emotional reaction to a movie that I was in. And I think that speaks to what an immersive experience, you know, Alejandro and the entire crew and cast to an extent, you know, created.
So what do you do when you see yourself on screen though? Do you cover your
eyes?
What is it that you do?
Oh no. Is this when I see Will on screen or when I see myself
when
on screen?
When you see yourself.
It's the same.
It's the same. I thought it would be.
But genuinely, like, you know, sometimes I think it's people, it's their voice that they don't like seeing or hearing, or is it your, like, what is it that you kind of find weird about watching yourself?
Yeah, Will's voice, I don't like.
My face, you also. I'm just trying to think what you would tell me on set. Will, I don't like your face. Good morning, Donald. Good to see you.
I always think it's difficult. If you see yourself do something that you don't believe, that's when you really get ultra self-critical. I think at this point, I'm used to hearing my stupid voice and seeing my stupid face, but when you see something that you don't believe, and actually, I agree with Will, I think watching this film, it was easier than watching other ones, partly because I'm hardly in the damned thing, but also partly because, mostly because it just kind of sucks you right in, you know? Mm. Also, there's beards at play, so I can only see a certain amount of my face, and that helps.
I do have to ask, well, am I right that you're a bit of a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio?
I am, yeah, of course. So, I feel like who isn't of our generation in a way, but no, I am particularly, yes. Yeah.
So, was it, you'd met him before this, or
no?
So did you kind of have to keep your like inner fangirl in check?
You know, I was saying this initially that the notion of acting with him was very, very intimidating. Mm. You know, because it is someone I admired hugely, and you know, I was nervous. I felt like the challenge felt greater because I was acting opposite him. But I was. It's funny when we got on set, you know, he's so cool and such a pro that one, you know, your fears are instantly kind of put at ease because he's so, you know, comfortable to work with and he's so great to be around. But secondly, the challenge of making the movie was so great and there was so much to do and we were literally so busy every day that there wasn't really any time to kind of freak out or
ask him to sign your Titanic poster
ask him to sign my Titanic poster. Exactly. there wasn't really any time for anything else other than for us to kind of like, you know, focus on our characters and try and get the job done, really.
I also think people who, if you really like somebody because they're a really good actor, then normally when you meet them it's made they're a really good actor, so it's easy to act with them. Really good actors make it easy to because they're so good, it's easier to be in a scene with them. And Leonardo and Tom, and I would include Will in that, of course, they make it easier to be in a scene. So there's, you know, there's that strange moment of, oh, I recognize you from, you know, all those things. And then once you start acting, all that falls away.
Yeah. Have you ever had those moments though, where you've had a little sort of freak out, just had to pinch yourself, that you're sort of acting alongside someone or with someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you do. I think to an extent you can't help that. I think Donald's point about Leo in particular is very astute. You know, there's this kind of sort of unspoken sense when he's on set that like the level's been raised in a way, you know, and he created this kind of just air of professionalism and this sort of really, really amazing environment whenever he was on set, you know.
And if he's not complaining, no one can complain.
Right,
he's rolling around in the snow, and
he
He's not got it easy. Yeah. So if Leo's not complaining, I should probably keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. If we were complaining, and then Leo turned up after sort of 6 hours in makeup, and then spent the rest of the day, you know, half shivering to death, then we felt like it wasn't sort of wasn't sort of fair to be like, ah, me boots are a bit wet.
Are you doing my accent?
Yeah, no.
Are you doing just me? A little me boots.
It's like half of.
We should probably move on to the next question really quickly. He's moved
fight.
Into.
Yeah, sorry.
He's moved into caricature.
I'm going to clear that bottle. That's his weapon of choice.
But, you know, so the film itself is getting incredible reviews. I know you've been tweeting some of them, so you're clearly reading them. Is that something you always do?
Yeah, I read everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's quite
brave. I'm not
going
to pretend like I don't. No. I read absolutely everything, yeah.
Are you the same?
And I don't pay necessarily attention to all of it. Like, it's not like, I was saying this the other day, like, I don't read a review and then I think, oh, I need to, if that critic thought that, then I need to start doing that or whatever. But I'm really genuinely intrigued about what they thought about every aspect of the movie. So really the acting side of things is what I kind of probably pay less attention to, and I just read it because I want to know how it's being received. It's interesting to, but also I'd say I pay even more attention to the conversations I have with audiences or people who've watched the movie. That to me is also, I think, more important, only because, you know, audiences and the viewership is just made up of more people who aren't critics, and they are, you know, critics are in the minority. So I pay just a lot of attention to how people receive this movie. This movie in particular, just because it is pretty mental.
You've been doing Q&As though, haven't you, over in American stuff? I haven't done any of that sort of stuff yet, so I'm not really sure.
Changed your opinion. You must be some pleased for Leo that he's getting a lot of awards buzz. Do you think it's about time for him, isn't it?
I don't care. I don't care about that stuff. He's brilliant in the film. If Leo wins something or gets nominated for something, it's not going to change how I feel about his performance. He's absolutely phenomenal in it, so it makes absolutely no odds to me whatsoever. But those things always seem like they must be nice. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, neither. I was going to say that I think it's sort of like seen as like an additional bonus, at least to us. And I guess it's very... a personal question for Leo about how he feels about that, but yeah, it doesn't change a thing. And I think regardless of what happens, you know, Leo's established himself as, you know, an incredibly talented individual, you know, however many awards or not, you know, I think this will only kind of go further to just sort of cement what pretty much everyone knows, that he's a you know, consummate professional and a very talented man.
So do you think it's quite frustrating that, I'd say it is, I'm guilty of doing it, that the press sort of put it on these actors that they're trying to get awards.
Right.
Whereas you would argue that actually they're just making films that they want to make.
Yeah, I think so to an extent.
Yeah. I've never met an actor who goes into something because maybe this will be the one that will finally get me a statue. I think that would be pathetic. And if that's the reason you're doing it, then you're probably not very good. I think, the really great people, I think, do it because there's something deeper at play. I don't think it's because you want, you want that kind of recognition. I think you want to be part of good art. That sounds horrible, but I think that's probably closer to the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom Hardy was also pretty incredible in this film.
Yeah,
you spent a fair amount of time with him.
Mm.
So did you get quite a close relationship when you're doing all of that, even though he's having to be horrible to you?
Yeah, I think all of us got incredibly close. I was saying that, you know, the experience of shooting this movie was so tough and so long that you couldn't help but go through this and not feel at least one way about each other. We're either going to come out of the experience either loving or hating one another. And I think we all grew very, very close and we found the experience, very unifying and we developed a very kind of organic camaraderie between, you know, all of us. And I spend a lot of time with Tom one-on-one, you know, and our relationship on screen is very different to our relationship off set. You know, our relationship on screen is so massively complicated and layered and riddled with sort of nastiness, but that's not how it is with me and Tom off set.
Because he did you see all his Dub Smash videos that he was doing? Did he do any of those with you?
He had those on set, I think, didn't he?
And Boise. Yeah. There's some sort of hip-hop related dub smashes. I did see one.
Trying to get involved in it.
It's not really my thing, the dub smash. I don't have many apps. You know, I just have like one lot of apps on my phone. You know how people have like pages and pages of...
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, and they've got Dub Smash and they've got Angry Birds and they've got, you know, Find My Phone, Find Me a Restaurant, Find My Feet. You know, like, I don't have a lot of apps, so I don't really... Technically, I'm not really down.
You're not.
You've never sounded
cool
older.
Here.
Nor am I with Lingo.
You should get a Lingo.
I'm not cool is what I'm saying. I should have just been more...
You're definitely older than you seem.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Well,
you know, no, not older than I...
He's 40.
No, I mean, yeah, I am.
You're like 40, but you're 22.
Yeah, oh, fair. No, I'll take that. I'll take that.
You know. Oh. So what, you literally have just one page of apps?
After
just
telling him he's old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have you put them all in folders, though, to try and make that work? Or?
Not even. I mean, I guess I've got however many, you know, I haven't like deleted any. Yeah. I've got however many the kind of, the I guess, current iPhone has. But then, yeah, beyond that, I've probably got, you know, WhatsApp, and that's it, really. WhatsApp mm-hmm. to stay in touch with you lads, and that's
yes.
about it.
Yeah, we have a trappers group.
We have a trappers WhatsApp group. Yeah, it's funny though. Trappers these days, when you say trapper, people think like Fetty Wap. People think like, you know,
I don't
like
know any group. Of what you just said.
They think like Fetty Wap. They think like hip. You know, like trapper has a different terminology. It's like, you know, it's like it has like modern day gangster connotations, right? Like,
well, trapper, so what would it mean?
Trapping. If you're a trapper, you're like, or if you're like trapping, or you're, you know, you're in like a trap house. It's like you're involved in the dealing of narcotics.
Trappers don't have houses. That's the whole thing. Trappers live out in the open. They need to be able to start their own
fires.
That's
what I'm saying. It's a complete paradox.
Who's Fetty Wap?
Fetty Wap is a rapper. He's a hip hop.
Oh, it's a man.
Yeah, it's a
Fetty Wap.
It is a man.
Like,
Fetty Wap is a man. Yeah.
One of my brother. Oh, that's weird.
Is this the kind of conversations that you have in the WhatsApp group? What kind of things are you guys?
No, I mostly go on Lingo app to find out what.
Lingo Fetty Wap. What kind of conversations do we have?
It's mostly just remembering. Hey, you remember when we were all cold?
Things like that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Remember when you really, really nearly lost a finger?
Yeah, it's nice. And everybody kind of, everybody has kind of stuck to their own name or to their character names, which is a little odd, but nice.
That
Stubby,
is true.
How's Stubby doing? We'll say things like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite sweet, though.
It is.
Oh, it's nice. Really masculine and butch, isn't it?
And it's and it's nice that
girls like this kind of stuff. Look, I'm buying into it.
That's what we're trying to open this up.
But it's a nice way. It's a nice way of us like all keeping in contact with each other. Do you know what I mean? It's been cool, and it is testament to the fact that we all, you know, became very close.
Are you all quite good at replying, or are there some people that you're like, I know you've read this, but you're not. You know,
Brendan Fletcher. You can see he's read it.
Mm.
3 days go by. Hey guys, just saw this.
Yeah, yeah. And you think,
you think that's a lie. And then you say, Brendan, you're lying. And then a week and a half later, he says, no, I'm not.
Hey, just saw this.
Vicious circle.
Oh. So, if you were in the wild, what three things or three people would you like to take with you?
Mm.
Oh. Should we go
fire and shelter, and
you're practical,
and somebody from the sex that you're into.
Oh, interesting. I think I took that more literally than you meant.
No. I meant the gender,
like style
the gender
of,
that you're
right. Interesting.
Yeah, we're both in the bondage, but we don't have the gear.
Now I get it. No,
I should have brought the straps. Fire straps on somebody of the
fire.
Sex I'm into.
Yeah. I would say of our group, I would bring Paul Boyce Anderson, just purely for morale. He was amazing at boosting morale.
I'm sitting
morale.
Right here, but fine.
Listen, you don't know who's in lucky last. I would bring Brendan Fletcher because he's a Canadian, and he was sort of innately tough. And also, he's really muscly these days. You seen Brendan? He's like bulked out. He's a full on mountain man these days. He went on and did another mountain man project, and then third. Who would I? I'd go with Donald.
Are you
100%.
Just saying that?
No, 100%. I need our captain to direct us. Not for that
just
reason.
Just to sit back and just be like you
just,
guys.
Yeah.
Someone bosses, make me a fire. Yeah, where's me bondage gear?
Exactly.
Let's get to it.
Exactly.
So I'm going to test your survival skills, if you don't mind.
Mm.
So, right, what is the number one thing you need to survive in the wild? It's multiple choice. So water, shelter, food, or heat?
Water.
You look confused.
Water. Sorry, was there a delay there?
There was. I think it's a radio delay. Will's actually in Kenya.
Signal.
That's what I'm just waiting for him to get. He says water.
So what? And this, I think this is pretty easy. What source of water is cleanest? Pond, spring, lake, or river?
Spring, right?
Mm-hmm. Easiest way to catch a fish? Spearfishing, bare hands, or traps and snares?
Traps and snares. I mean, we did the...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry, no, hold on, but we use that for beavers, right? We used to use the underwater snares for beavers.
But you can build up a little thing in the river
and then catch it with your hands.
You have to catch it with your hands. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's how...
That happened in the film. So yeah. That's what I ticked.
Yeah. Right.
Thinking that must be the best way. Apparently spearfishing.
That's all wrong, because the angle that you can see them under the water is different to the angle.
And it diffracts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe you need the trap.
Diffraction.
You need the trap and then the spear. Maybe double
lingo.
It up.
Who needs lingo when you've got diffraction just waiting to come in at any point?
Yeah, I'm going to tick that off, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
What lingo, unlikely bingo. Thing can you make fire from? Ice, rock, or water?
What is the most unlikely thing you can make it from?
But you can actually make fire from.
I would go with ice being the most unlikely, but I'm sure you can't.
You can.
You can?
Yeah, apparently you can. This is genuinely. You can shape it into a convex circle and use it like a magnifying lens.
Holy moly.
Apparently.
Wow.
Someone should have told Glass that, because he could have done with that.
He had so much ice and he made no fire. Mountain man. He didn't have a clue.
That's amazing.
No wonder he was starving half to death. He didn't have a clue what he was doing.
You all needed the internet. That's what you needed. That's what all went wrong.
Some apps.
Just some more apps.
Fire apps.
Some more apps.
You're just going to start downloading survival apps
now.
That's
it, yeah.
So how long can a healthy human go without food so long as they have water? 3 days, 4 weeks, or 8 weeks? This is at the absolute maximum.
I think it's 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Mm. It's quite surprising, that.
That is.
And how long can you go without water? 3 days, 8 days, or 2 weeks?
So it's 3 days, 8 days, or 2 weeks? I think it's 8 days. You would know this after some of the things you've shot. Yeah, Unbroken being the main one.
Unbroken, they went more than 3 days without water, but they had it canned. So they had a little bit. I don't know.
Apparently it's 3 days.
Yeah.
But I bet you, if you really needed to survive, you'd...
They lost half their body weight along the way, so yeah.
I can't go 8 hours without food.
Yeah, but you could if you really needed to.
I finished my water 4 minutes ago and I'm freaking out.
He should have saved some in case of an emergency.
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't thinking.
Shoot.
True or false, you can eat snow to stay hydrated?
I think that's false.
It is false.
Yeah.
You know your stuff.
I tried it.
Did you?
And this was in Soho.
On the shooting of this movie.
This was in Soho. I was like, Will, there's places you
this
can go.
This was January last year in Soho.
And, there is a snow cave that gets built in this film. What's the one thing that you need to do to make it? Add a vent, layer it with tree branches.
Well, no, hang on. You've got to start all those over again.
So going too fast. You're going to build a snow cave. What do you need? Add a vent, layer it with tree branches, make it pointed or prop it up with branches.
Add a vent?
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds like something you do in your iPhone. Add a vent.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Everyone says nice, but no one laughs.
I feel like that might
you know what I mean?
No,
they can't debate. It was
great.
Nice,
it was great.
Add a vent.
Add a vent. Layer it with tree branches.
It's funny now.
Make it pointed or prop it up with branches.
I don't think it's prop it up with branches. I don't think it's pointed. I
add
strangely think
very,
it's add a vent.
Yeah, it is. Add a vent.
Yeah, because you kill yourself.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to have an entrance as well.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Presuming, but vent. Is that the vent? I don't really know.
Even if you're building it around yourself, you got to make sure you've got to breathe and all that stuff. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, the breathing. Yeah, that's important.
Have you ever built yourself a snow cave?
Can't say I have. Can't say I have.
No.
No, never.
Are you completely hating snow after this film? Like, I mean, I hate it anyway when it happens. I'm like, oh, come on, I don't want to go outside.
Christmas even?
I mean, if it happened on Christmas Day, great, but it never does it?
No, it
one year
does.
In Ireland it did. It was brilliant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I had it on my birthday once, January 28th. That was pretty good.
You see, it always happens in, like, nice. January.
Yeah, no, we're lucky, us Januarians. We get a little better.
Yeah.
I'm going to tick that one off as well.
Revenge
Januarians.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, I think it's actually Aquarians, actually, is what I was looking for. Really.
Hulk Conan, yeah. The Januarian.
Very into your star signs, are
yeah.
you?
Oh, no, actually, I don't know anything about
typical Pisces.
Yeah.
You hate star signs.
January.
I'm a believer, so I
Oh, yeah, oh, fair enough. Okay.
Well, to a degree.
What, I don't know. What are you?
Taurus.
Taurus.
I'm a Taurus as well.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm definitely got my stubborn streak running through me.
There you go. Okay.
You were saying that you obviously left in the middle of the filming of this. So was everyone quite jealous of you that you got to go sort of off to be in the warm and
because there was a little bit of time off over Christmas when everybody had to kind of reconvene afterwards, and that was just my break. I went and did a play, but it was necessary as well. The conditions had gotten so extreme, things had really, really gone crazy. We had a little, right before we broke, there was a very, very intense few weeks in crazy, crazy conditions. And then there had always been the plan that we would reconvene after Christmas. Because everything changes in the film as it goes on. And so,
but this man was given a legitimate holiday and then worked every single minute of that holiday, which was incredible. I mean, I feel like I speak for everybody other than Donal when I say, like, we all needed that break. And the fact he did such an amazing job in this film and then managed to fit in a play in which he was amazing as well is kind of insane. I commend you for that.
We're just all bowing down to him.
It was unreal. Nice. Oh, exactly. Yeah, no, yeah. We did. Well, thank we you, do that Will. Every morning anyway. Without he's something he insisted on.
Method acting.
It's in the script.
Got
in the script.
Tom, Leo, down.
I don't care if it's snowy. Yeah.
Alejandro, down.
You weren't really method. You could get away with it. I bet you'd have to.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, the smoke screen of I'm a method actor, and you get away with it.
Someone get me lunch. I'm the captain.
Didn't work.
No.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I love this film. I know it's going to be ridiculously huge.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
nice
you.
To speak
nice to
you.
Talk to you.
Yay.